Ben Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in the historic Tribune Tower on beautiful Michigan Avenue, where people are out walking about and having a great time in this beautiful weather we have for a few more hours, and then it gets cold again, but then summer's around the corner, so put a smile on your faces. According to today's Chicago Tribune, in a piece written by David Kidwell, in December, the Tribune reported that its scientific study found Chicago red light cameras do not reduce injury-related crashes overall because of a trade-off between a 15% reduction in typically more dangerous right-angle crashes and a corresponding 22% increase in rear-end crashes. The Tribune also reported that some states and many major cities require longer yellow light times, especially where red light cameras are involved, to reduce accidents caused by drivers slamming on their brakes to avoid a ticket. Emanuel Aide said they would review the Tribune's findings as they considered changes to the program, but the administration did not respond until a week ago when pressed by a Tribune reporter amid the heat of Emanuel's election battle with a challenger who's calling for an end to the cameras. At a news conference a week ago, Emanuel announced plans to pull cameras from 25 of the 174 intersections in the program and proposed letting first-time offenders take an online safety course in lieu of paying the $100 fine, among other changes. Ultimately, Emanuel said it's about bringing safety and security to our streets. But the mayor did not address the issue of yellow light timing, even though proposed legislation in the city council and the state legislature would mandate longer yellow times for Chicago stoplights. Both proposals call for a minimum of 3.2 seconds. The author of the article is David Kidwell. He joins us on the phone right now. Hey, David.
Hey, good to be here.
Thank you very much for letting me read your words to you. So 3.2 seconds is they're calling for the minimum. What are they at, 3 seconds even now or even under in some intersections?
Right. In the story, we did a story in December as part of the study, talking to as many national experts as we could and transportation professionals all over the country. And we wrote a story back in December that said that Chicago is out of step with almost every other major city in the country that has gone to a 3.5 second, 3.6, 3.7 second yellow light in all 30 mile an hour zones. That's just the way it is. The federal guidelines, they don't meet the national standards that they claim that they do on their website. The yellow lights in the city of Chicago are too short, according to every expert we talked to who didn't have an affiliation with the city of Chicago. And these are people who wrote the book or edited one of our experts edited the nationally accepted engineering handbook on yellow signal timing. So we wrote that story, and they listened to our presentation and said they would look at it. It was interesting, and examine it. And now we're 3 months later, and the yellow light times are still at 3 seconds throughout the city of Chicago.
And so there's a 22%, I believe it says here in the red light areas, the red light camera areas, a 22% increase in rear end crashes, right?
Yes. So there's an interesting thing that happens at intersections, especially intersections with red light cameras. People are more inclined when you have a red light camera there, they're more inclined to hit the brakes rather than try to get through the intersection on a yellow light. The yellow light's too short. In combination with a red light camera, it causes this phenomenon that results in an increase like that of rear end crashes. So there has been a 22% increase in injury related rear end crashes that the scientists that we commissioned to do this study say is a direct cause of red light cameras in the city of Chicago.
Why are we proposing only 3.2 then in legislatures? Why are we? Because that's still not going to take care of the problem, according to your study.
Right. The 3.2 seconds comes from an organization called the Institute for Transportation Engineers. And they say if you're going 30 miles an hour, if the speed you're traveling at is 30 miles an hour, then the yellow light at a minimum should be 3.2 seconds. The problem with that is that nobody goes 30 miles an hour. The reality speed, the prevailing speed, is almost always higher. And when I asked them back last fall for prevailing speed numbers related to red light cameras, they said they didn't have any. But when I interviewed them in December, it slipped that they did, that they had conducted these speed surveys throughout Chicago and to support Rahm Emanuel's speed camera program. So I asked for them. We eventually obtained them, and we analyzed them, and we did. That's the story that appeared today. According to the city's own speed surveys, the prevailing speeds near about 65 red light cameras are 5.3 miles per hour over the speed limit. So and all the scientists, all the national agencies say that you should use prevailing speeds when you're setting your yellow light signals. If you don't, they're too short. So that's the story that appeared today, that the yellow light, all the experts that we talked to who reviewed these speed surveys the city of Chicago did, that all of them said the city of Chicago's yellow light should be at least 3.5 seconds in a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
And the prevailing theory would be we don't want to shorten them that much or lengthen them that much because that means everybody is stopping and nobody's blowing the red light, which we need them to do so we can make all that money.
Well, it's interesting because there has been research, and we presented this research to the city in December. They claim to have not known about it, but there has been research studies, several studies, that suggest by increasing your yellow light by a half a second will bring down, not only bring down rear-end crashes by 25%, it brings down red light citations by 40%.
Well, that's the problem, David. They should have left that part out when they went to City Hall with this information, right?
Well, you know what? That's the science. And that's one of the things that's interesting about Chicago's red light camera program. It has raised $500 million for the city, and we can't find that any of that money was spent on any science to determine, number one, that they have a problem, or number two, where the cameras should go, or number three, what the safety benefits are from the cameras that have been installed.
Yeah.
There isn't any, they haven't done any.
Well, I'm not that surprised by that. They're saying, well, we're getting people that are doing something illegal and we're making money off of it. So we've saved manpower on the streets chasing these people down, but we found a source of revenue. Of course, we're not surprised probably by any of that. But David, in all the research that you've read about, I'm surprised that there isn't more. Don't we become conditioned to the conditions we face? So if the yellow lights are shorter, many intersections now, you can see the walkway signs where they're flashing or they're counting down to when the light's going to turn yellow. So there's a lot of opportunity in some instances for drivers to see what's going to happen. I would think we'd become more accustomed, especially if there's signs saying a red light intersection. Why don't we make them just put up a sign so that everybody's being a little more cautious? If ostensibly it's because, oh, these are school areas, this and that, we want people being safer. Why don't we just warn the snot out of them? Hey, red light camera here. And then people, I would think that if people got used to this is a short yellow, let's slow down in case it turns yellow, we'd get the hang of it. Would that happen over time, do the scientists say?
It's interesting. It's supposed to. It's interesting that you bring that up. This red light camera program has been in existence for 12 years now. And over the last 4 or 5 years, it's made the same amount of money. They've generated the same amount of ticket revenue, about $70 million. Sometimes it's $69, sometimes it's $72, sometimes it's $70. But it's been fluctuating around the $70 million a year mark for about 5 or 6 years. And all the scientists look at that and say, that's not supposed to be. These cameras are supposed to train drivers over time. And what doesn't make sense is the city claims these massive reductions in the number of right-angle crashes out there at red light cameras, but there's no correlating reduction in the number of red light citations. So we looked at that over the summer, and we found, I don't know if you remember a series of stories we did over the summer, these very, very inconsistent spikes in tickets.
Yeah, absolutely.
That have occurred where they were changing what was being enforced from one day to the next. You know, the cameras that were issuing one or two tickets a day were suddenly issuing 56 tickets a day. And then as quickly as they shot the 56 tickets a day, they'd go right back down to normal. And when we spent literally months looking at tickets at these locations, and we found that, you know, that they were changing what was being enforced. They were changing the settings out there. There's been a failure in oversight, according to the inspector general. There's been inconsistent enforcement. So, you know, when we were looking at all that, we decided we should probably take a look at the alleged safety benefits. And just every time I turn a corner on this story, we're finding out other things that we're being told that simply are not true about this program.
I'm surprised, and I would think what would finally get this completely changed is somebody that's been in a rear-end accident at one of these lights would get a class action suit saying the city is causing these accidents because of their yellow light policies. I imagine there's some enterprising young lawyer out there who'd be willing to take that on. Do you see that ever possibly happening?
Well, there's currently right now a class action lawsuit in the works about something that the Emanuel administration did last year when they lowered the threshold on the yellow lights.
Okay.
There's this 3-second minimum that the city says the yellow lights cannot go below 3 seconds. Well, last year, for a very brief amount of time, about 6 months, the Emanuel administration authorized the vendor to issue tickets when the yellow light dropped below 3 seconds, 2.9 seconds, 2.8 seconds. Those tickets went out, and when we discovered that they had started change this threshold, we asked them about it. They immediately stopped the practice, but they didn't return the $8 million that they had collected from these fines that judges, when people appealed, judges were throwing them out. So, there was a class action suit on that. So I haven't seen a class action suit yet on the injuries on the rear enders, but all the science points to the fact that these red light cameras are indeed responsible for that 22% increase in injury-related rear-end crashes.
Well, David, a final question on this then. Has Chuy Garcia come out about the yellow lights yet? Because he came out a couple weeks ago, said, first day in office, we pull all the red light cameras. Then suddenly Mr. Emanuel says, you know what? Why don't we take some of these down? I think we'll just pull some of these back. Some of these maybe aren't working right. You're right. Let's do that. So if Chuy just comes out and says all the yellow lights go up to 3.7, I'm thinking Rahm Emanuel says, you know what? They go to 3.2. There's good safety, good data here. Thank you, Tribune. Good job.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm not covering the campaign, so I don't know what if he made any statements today, but it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. The timing of it all is very interesting.
Yeah, it really is. David Kidwell from the Chicago Tribune. You can check it out in your paper today or on ChicagoTribune.com. Thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight, David.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep following you in the paper as this moves on. This is not the last you're going to hear of this story. Too much money involved. They won't necessarily change it, I think, just because a couple of pieces of paper were written or a couple of studies published in the Tribune. But I do believe if Chuy comes out and says, you know what, the yellow lights have to change, and he brings light to it, the Emanuel administration will look at this a little bit harder. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN.